Are we live?
Hope so.
I think we're live on all platforms now. The Outcast podcast really stepping up in the world. Twitch. Yep. Twitch, is this thing on? Hello.
Hey,
hello,
what's
Twitch.
Up, Twitch? What's up, bitches?
How about YouTube?
Welcome.
YouTube, we are here.
What's up? They be talking mad shit about us on YouTube, yo.
To our Facebook.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious.
It is.
They call us the most feminine all-male podcast.
No. Some do say
that.
Don't
want that.
Stop with that.
Oh, yeah. Who's saying that?
Well, we have Alpha Boot Camp we're going to tell you about later in the show.
Alpha Male Boot Camp.
Alpha Male.
Or is it just Alpha?
Maybe it's Alpha Male. I'm not sure. Gosh. We'll get to it later in the show. We've also got the women winning. That's right. It's all about the girls today on the show. Again, we go back to the feminine stuff here on the all-male podcast. But, hey, we can't deny the girls this week. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, a conjoined female who has married another man, all three of them in the room when you have sex. It's a real interesting dynamic. And the internet can't stop talking about it. That's why we'll talk about it.
We will. I do want to say it is called the Alpha Male Dominance and Masculinity Boot Camp.
Cool.
$15,000.
I can't wait to talk about that.
How much?
Anyway.
We'll talk about it. We'll get to it.
And what else do we have on the list? Morgan Wallen went to jail.
He's dumbass.
Coming up.
He's an idiot.
I don't know who he
is. Yeah, you ain't missing nothing.
And there's a well-known brand that we've all used in our lives that is just another brand we can chalk up that looks like, according to studies, could give us cancer.
And who do we got to thank for this?
It better not be tequila.
The people who are supposed to be regulating these damn people. Mm-hmm.
Cue that regulator song.
Mm-hmm.
It was a clear black night.
Talk to him, TK.
Regulator!
You got it right. Let's go.
We are the Outcast Podcast. This is where a black man, a white man, and a brown man walk in to a show. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what you get. Here we are for episode 109.
Damn.
This one titled, We're the Verboten Bunch.
Yeah, we are.
I like it.
We're brought to you by BetterHelp and Liquid IV. So
thanks
to our sponsors. But we'll start the show tipping our cap and giving kudos to the females out there. Because this is something I thought I would never see in my time. We keep seeing all kinds of amazing things and bad things happen in the world.
Sure.
But this I thought was truly remarkable when the women's NCAA national championship got higher ratings than the men. Ramo, did you ever think that there was going to be a time where the women could outshine your 1985 championship Chicago Bears or your 1990s Michael Jordans, that people would turn their heads to watch the females play over the men? Because that's what happened for the first time in the history of television. The women got higher ratings than the men. Can you believe that?
I mean, I can, for especially with college sports, simply because even high school basketball with females have always been like really backed by parents. And, you know, I can always remember when I was in school, even through middle grade, there were boys
middle
basketball
grade?
Team.
We call that middle school.
Middle school.
Whatever. In the middle grade.
Back in middle grade.
When I was in the seventh.
Yeah. Shut up and let me tell my story.
He's on high grade.
I am, big time. Well, that's pretty good stuff. Anyways, what was I talking about?
Talking about middle grade.
Oh, yeah, back in middle grade.
You said grade, the girls were really good. So it's sounding a little creepy, but go ahead.
They were good for some, but they weren't great at basketball, but there were always good like girl basketball teams and boys basketball teams. So I could imagine in some day, some way, they could become at least in a situation more popular than, let's say, a guy's competition. Sure.
Now, Memphis, you went to Tennessee, and the Tennessee Vols, their women's basketball team, I would argue that at times and maybe even now is more popular than the men's team. That is one of the unique situations, at least on that campus where you went to college at the University of Tennessee. The women's basketball team, is it not one of the most popular things on campus?
Yeah, go Lady Vols, by the way. We just hired a new coach, Kim Caldwell. She's the fourth coach in Lady Vol history behind Pat Summitt, who the reason why the women's game is so dope is because of Pat Summitt. And so, yeah, we won 8 national titles, and the game has grown with UConn and Baylor and LSU and so forth. But yeah, I knew it would always be good. It just, they once they stopped putting out a bad product and they got more like female stars like we have now, then it's more popular. So hell yeah, I'm excited for it. Yo,
they can play, man.
And they play like it's a true team sport.
Now, in defense of the men, I will say it was different time slots.
Big time.
You had the women playing on a Sunday afternoon when people don't have work, and you had the men playing on a Monday night?
Monday night. Yeah, it was a Monday night.
And it was late. Like,
it was like 10 o'clock.
Started at 9.
If you were on the East Coast, they started at 9:20 is when they tipped off. The game didn't end till close to midnight. Now, the game was being played in Phoenix where I know they're one of the few cities.
Yeah, they don't do the
They don't change their time.
No, they don't.
But they could either be 2 hours off from the East Coast or 3 hours, depending on the time of the year. But I know they want to get that TV dollar, but the men's didn't deliver big ratings like the women. But do you ever see a time, Tomcat, in your opinion, where women's sports are not only getting higher ratings, but the women are getting paid lucrative contracts like you see the men getting paid? And do you really see them packing stadiums and this continuing, or is this a flash in the pan?
Oh, I'm sure it will continue as popular players like Caitlin Clark and other players come out. And they've always said their argument that women weren't making as much money as men was because they weren't getting the viewership that men were getting. Well, now that they are getting that viewership, then yeah, they should be getting paid
pretty soon, yeah,
per what the viewership is they're getting. So yeah, they should be getting paid.
I'm sure they'll get there. Yeah.
And not only that, because this is college, you have the NIL where now, right. So being that both South Carolina and Iowa both played in the championship game, you know, the players on those teams, oh, they finna cash in.
Nice.
They finna cash in and still stay in college. So imagine being a freshman and you make $300,000, and by the time you graduate, you could be at $1 million.
I see
even more.
I see why they call us the all male feminine podcast. I mean, you guys are just over here pandering to the girls.
Oh, knock it off.
Like, you know, we're going to be the next
You girl. Call us no, that. Yeah, we're trying to mess with us.
Are they not, like, is it not okay for them to do whatever they're going to do?
Yeah,
like,
let them have their shine.
Whatever. We still going to get ours. Guys still going to do our thing. We always do, always will.
Yeah.
Ain't none.
Could be in a hater, G.
I do have some footage of some women's sports that I can get into.
Yeah, they like do what? Stuff for us.
Let's roll the tape of this footage. Now, this is where I think that the women will get better ratings than the men.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Now, lingerie football league.
Would you tune into this action right here?
Absolutely.
Is that what that's called? I'm not surprised.
So that's called?
I would go. I'll have season
Tomcat's
tickets.
Tomcat's not allowed.
What? Yeah, TK, you wouldn't be able to go. Yeah, I get season tickets if it's a town near me.
Is that what that's called, lingerie football league?
Yeah. Dude,
unless the Chicago Bears do that, I ain't probably watching it. Not because it's women playing football.
Just because I don't
watch. Dude, I seriously don't watch any of the games outside of the Super Bowl and the Bears games.
Oh, you are a terrible sports fan.
I'm a great sports fan.
No, you're not.
I like my team and that's it.
Oh, that's terrible. You're a terrible sports fan.
Look at that tight end right there. Wow.
I know, look at that tight end.
She's got good formation.
No, look at that right tackle.
Yeah, you know, you guys go ahead with that, but they'll probably beat the hell out of both of y'all.
I'm fine with that.
With that. Yeah, y'all can't handle that.
Yeah, well.
Shit, she'll clinch it in butt cheeks and rip the dick off.
You got to play to pay.
Yeah.
Well, the women, they did.
Is that your dream to go out there and play quarterback with the opposing team members?
Yeah, he wants to get sacked. All right, guys, I'm going to take a sack this time, all right?
Yeah,
well, just let him come right through.
Yeah,
can we run that same play again?
Yeah.
Let that linebacker come on right in this way. Her and that defensive tackle.
You keep getting tackled. Yeah, that's the idea.
He's disgusting, folks.
Might need a safety.
Well, congratulations to the women. They got 18.9 million viewers on average to watch the game. South Carolina went undefeated, too. That was impressive. Didn't lose a game the entire season. And then you had Caitlin Clark, who scored more points than anybody in the history of women and men's NCAA basketball. Man.
If you didn't see Caitlin Clark, you missed it.
She can shoot.
She can. Not only can she Steph Curry your ass, she can take you off the dribble.
Yeah, she's nice.
But how much does it hurt her in a world where we say Michael Jordan is the GOAT because he always wins? I mean, people want winners. The way I see Caitlin Clark is she's. I mean, I don't want to say this too loud because we'll probably get canceled. But she's a loser. She has
What?
She's saying
not,
she doesn't
she
have
did
any
not
championships.
Win any championships. She's like the Charles Barkley of the NBA. Yes.
No.
We all love Charles Barkley. What are you talking about?
She's got no rings. I mean, look at Candace Clark. Candace Clark has championships.
You mean Candace Parker?
Candace Parker.
Of course. Yeah. Candace Clark. She went to the University of Tennessee, go Vols.
Yes. And also, who was that? Diana Taurasi? I think I'm
talking about. She was nasty, though.
She, like, never lost.
But being the most scoringest person in NCAA, right, history,
yeah.
woman or man, is
That's a pretty big fate.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. I mean, she just watch her. Yo, she cold. I mean, she was giving folks the business all year. I would watch her games. I'm like, yo, but she nice.
We were talking about this, and it's like when a team that like who they played against is like in a completely well-oiled machine that is working in perfect synchronicity, and the other team is relying mostly, not all, on one player, a star player. Yep. The team that is just perfect synchronicity is going to win, because if that one player happens to falter. It's like
the Barry Sanders of football. Barry Sanders was so good in the NFL, one of the great running backs.
Yep.
But never could win because he just was he didn't have any other star players.
And he had an awful offensive line. The Lions never had a good offensive line the whole time.
You would think
they would have had a good line for him, who's the best running back in history, in my opinion.
Iowa did have a good player, though, that was their second best player. I couldn't name her, but I know that she's supposed to be going high in the WNBA draft.
Yeah.
So they did have some of the good players. Yeah.
I think
some of them do.
But you know what? That's how, like, what TK was saying, like, how, like, you have a total team nucleus, and then you have another team that kind of relies on that one player. That's how freaking Purdue lost to UConn.
Big time.
UConn said, Zach Edey. I know we eventually probably will get to this, to the men's maybe, but we're going to let you get yours, and we're going to lock everybody else down.
That's exactly what they did, too.
Yeah, it was a good game. I was a Purdue guy, obviously.
Me and Ramo
both were born, and I don't know how long Ramo lived there, but...
Till I was 16.
I was a youngster when I moved away from this area, but I still have a lot of ties around West Lafayette, and they love their basketball in Indiana. That's true. There's two things in Indiana. There's farming, and there's basketball. And so that state, you know, if anybody's in Indiana right now, even if you're an IU fan, you're probably still happy to see an Indiana school go to the championship. And one more note on that, and then we'll move on. But can you believe the Big Ten has not won a basketball national championship since the year 2000 when Michigan State did it? And to think my Indiana friends, they love basketball so much, that's got to sting. Yeah. You know,
They shouldn't have fired the one coach. The one coach they had.
Bobby Knight?
No, Coach Knight's cool.
That was a long time ago.
No, Kelvin Sampson. Didn't Kelvin Sampson coach y'all?
He went to IU for a while, yeah. And they were pretty good back then.
And then he got let go for something crazy. I'm like, man, if they would have kept him, I think y'all would have had one. Because I like him as a coach.
Let's move on to our next topic, which I can't get these conjoined twins out of my mind.
Oh, whoa, God. Calm down. Please, calm down.
Later.
Oh, whoops, that was the wrong one.
The internet has broke here in the last couple of days since this happened. People can't stop talking about Abby and Brittany Hensel is their names.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
There is a footage out there on the internet. You can see their...
Oh.
One of them is a bride, and one of them is a husband, and the other is just the sister hanging out.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know which one's the bride? It could be the one on the right.
The one holding the flowers. Which one is holding the flowers?
They both though.
The other one's holding the man.
Yeah, I don't know which one is the bride.
The one on the left.
Now, do they each own one arm, or does one of the heads command the whole body?
We got questions and concerns.
I think we have an alpha beta situation.
I don't know, man.
Here.
I got concerns that gonna concern me.
The one
right
on the
now.
Right seems to be the beta head.
Yeah, the one
on
the
left is the alpha head.
The one on the left is hotter, I think, than the one on the right.
But what if what if the one on the right is married to the dude?
I think
aren't they both? I mean, let's be honest.
Here's what I want to know, and I'll let you guys. Maybe we can.
Oh, I know what you want to know, buddy.
Zoom in on that puss.
There's only one of them, motherfuckers. Nah.
So this is interesting. This is
disgusting.
Like science.
You guys are gross.
Okay,
there's only one of those. He says.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
I'm curious as to
it's got to be another hole around here.
It's the night of the wedding, and it's time to consummate the marriage, and it's time for him to make love to his wife,
right?
Uh-huh.
And they're in the hotel room or at the resort or whatever, and it's, you know, now she's lay down. It's, hey, I can't wait. I've been waiting my whole life to make love to you. Mm. Now, what happens with the one that's not a part of the marriage, and then there's only one vagine here.
Wait a minute.
So I'm thinking.
Are we sure?
The way I understand it is both brains get off when the Vagine is going, they're both feeling good.
They're both get it's two and a half some.
How do you think it works in the bedroom between the two of them? Like, what does the other sister do?
They're both gloriously,
so,
wait, dude.
They're so both like, winning.
So does it say like so, Brittany, you get them on like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I get them the other days?
Hell no, it's both of y'all. Come on, let's go. It's three's company.
Two heads, two balls.
I mean, is that a technique, a threesome, though?
Come on, knock on my door.
I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute.
Hers and hers and his, three's company.
I mean, now that theme song makes all the sense now.
It does.
It does. But think about this for a second, right? So if he's having sex with, say if there's one vagina, there's two arms, two legs. Does he get to put it in both holes?
Two boobs.
There's not two vaginas. There's only one.
No, I ain't talking about the vagina in the other place.
He's talking about going through the back door.
The anal part.
Shh. Regular chicks don't let you do that. What the hell? What planet you on, motherfucker?
Maybe one of them's cool and then one of them's not.
That's cool.
Sometimes, well,
come on, man.
I mean, because you got to
figure out. They're arguing like, yeah, we want enough the butt. No, we don't want enough the butt.
Well, no, like
that's a long way.
If one gets off this way and the other one gets off the other way.
So then you plug both holes, dog. But
that's what I'm saying.
Here's something even better. How about like when she's giving you the old mouth hug? You just slip it right in the middle and let them catch it from both sides.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've
been watching too much porn, sir.
Boom. Guess what I'm doing tonight?
Uh-huh. You think about these conjoined?
Nope.
What's their names again?
I already got it right here.
Their names are Abby and Brittany.
Abby and Brittany. That's on your mind for the whole day, huh, Rainbow?
Do we have any footage of them talking? Can we roll any footage from the truck?
I'd love to hear
Brittany and Abby. So if we could pull up the video.
How did they feel?
They just recently got married. I know I saw
congratulations to them.
I saw some footage of their first dance as a married couple. Go ahead and roll the tape from the truck.
According to today.com, Abby tied the knot with Josh, a nurse and U.S. Army veteran.
Looks good in her dress.
Yes, you do.
Yes, she does.
The couple now resides in Minnesota, where Abby and Brittany were born and raised. Brittany and Abby first gained national attention in 1996 when they appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
They're on Oprah.
To share how they navigate life through their unique dynamic.
That's awesome.
They later starred in their own TLC reality show, Abby and Brittany. According to today.com,
that sounds like an AI voice.
They did.
Abby and Brittany are diencephalous conjoined twins, which means they share a bloodstream and all organs below the waist.
Oh.
Abby controls their right arm and leg, and Brittany controls the left. Back in a 2003 documentary,
it's got to be a united effort to, you know what I'm saying?
You better be sucking on the right titty.
No, he gets involved.
Yeah, we're going to be moms.
That's pretty intense, man.
We haven't thought about how it's being moms is going to work yet. We're just 16. We don't need to think about that right now.
Yeah, who would ask that question?
Yeah, but he figured out how to get
it. But now, they got to think about it now because now one of them's married.
Well, who's married, though? We didn't get to the bottom of that.
I don't know. The left head.
Hey, look, didn't they say they shared?
No, they're
organs?
Only one of them is
but
married.
But what if one of them wants to get a divorce and they're like,
no.
The other one's like, no.
Off with her head.
There's no way around it, dude. Yeah. They're all married.
Could we
all
pull up the footage there? Or not the
what
footage?
What if they get into like a fight and one of them's the like, image. Only one of them's in a fight with somebody and they're like punching the one head? And the other head's not getting punched. She's like, I told you not to mess with her. And they're just like punching the one head.
Stop it.
So many people were talking about this story about the conjoined twins that they actually tweeted out how they have sex.
I don't have any problem with you, but his other
who
fucking
did?
Head.
They did?
Yes, this is from them. This is from Brittany and Abby's Twitter account or X account, I believe. They said, because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. Yes, I have sex with my husband.
What the fuck?
Nice.
Yes, I go down on him.
Nice.
Yes, my sister Brittany is there. So now we know Abby is the one that's the bride. Brittany's along for the ride.
Who won this goddamn contest?
What's going on here?
He did. That's who.
It says, yes, my sister and I orgasm as one.
Oh, that's great.
Winning.
Do they harmonize?
But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast or the Outcast podcast. So she just puts the pleasure out of her mind.
She's a liar, dude.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I call bullshit.
She's full of shit.
So she's having, so if the, okay,
bullshit,
because they got two different heads, so she could kind of. That's something, folks.
I'm calling her a liar. I'm sorry. Do both heads lie like that much?
Wow. But what if she ain't in the mood to put it out her head and she just want to join in?
She does.
Having a threesome.
Hell yeah.
Because she invited herself in.
Never seen my balls that big and salty and brown.
Yeah.
All right, enough with the drops.
Where did
for
that
TK.
Come from? Sorry.
Don't be rude.
Come on. I did like two. Those are good.
Stay away from the crack.
I don't know, man.
It's impossible.
I don't know.
Democrats, piss me off. Oh, my God.
That's great.
It's a blessing to live in this world right now.
Sure enough is. Let's move on to our next topic, which is a rap beef we have. I don't know if you heard of the latest rap beef, but J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, big beef going on, and
I heard
we were talking about it before the show. Mm-hmm. From what I've heard, hip hop has declared, and in some lyrics of a Drake song, I believe he said, "There's the big three, and the big three would be J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake."
He put himself in there.
He put himself in the big three. So then there's a lyric from a Kendrick Lamar song that's like something about, and Memphis can give you the lyric exactly, but it's something about how, fuck the big three, there's me, you know, fuck you guys. And now, Memphis, how many shots were fired from Kendrick to J. Cole to get him to respond? And there's been an apology, so a lot has happened. But what's going on in the latest beef between the big three?
I don't really call it a beef. I don't even like that fucking term, beef. It's so weird, dumb. But anyways.
So 80s.
I don't know.
More like
it's
90s,
so weird.
But yeah.
What is the conflict?
What's the problem?
What's going on?
Let's use our adult words here. So here's the nutshell of it all, right?
Nuts.
Kendrick Lamar and Drake been throwing shots back and forth, but it ain't because of what you think. It's more Drake is pretty much being a little soft ass little punk because Kendrick said something about him and a lot of other people in the song they did with Big Sean and Jay Electrica. It's called Control. You should look it up. And it's a really great song. But Kendrick basically said, I'm the best out of everybody, and I got love for y'all. So everybody was kind of cool with it, whatever. But Drake never let it go. So Drake would make these little subtle shots, and Kendrick would respond in kind until J. Cole and Drake do a song called First Person Shooter, Third Person Shooter, whatever the fuck the
name. First Person Shooter.
Yeah, First Person Shooter, that song.
Stay away from the crack.
Yeah, fuck you. So anyways, the fucking song.
Do your research.
When J. Cole, in that line, he says the big three, who's the best between Aubrey, K-Dot, and me. So we the big three and whatnot. On that same song, Drake is dissing the shit out of Kendrick, like, and just really throwing shots. And so we like, what the fuck? Fast forward, Kendrick Lamar is on a song with Future and Metro Boomin, which nobody knew he was on until you heard the song. It was like, holy shit. So Kendrick addressed J. Cole first, said, fuck the big three, it's just big me. That's not a surprise. J. Cole got in his feelings about it and proceeded to diss Drake directly. Like, it was bad. So J. Cole felt the pressure of the people to say, hey, Kendrick dissed you. You need to respond. Because everybody know they're kind of like neck and neck, those two. And so J. Cole fell into the pressure and dissed Kendrick. But then he apologized because he got out of his lane. Like, J. Cole is not that kind of dude.
Now, do you think that of the big when they say big three, do you agree that Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole are the big three in hip hop? Is that safe to say?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I wouldn't say that right now. I mean, if anything, it is Kendrick and J. Cole because.
What about Kanye? Is he involved in that conversation?
No. Kanye time. His past time has come. It's come and gone. So
what about Future?
Future's not even close to being. Nope, not at all. No, but it's just the two of them, when it comes to like real hip-hop music, is Kendrick and J. Cole. And everybody.
And who do you choose over those two if you had to choose?
I wouldn't choose anybody over those two right now. Because if
you
those
put them
saying between the two.
It's a photo
oh,
finish.
Oh, between the two of them? Oh, Kendrick. Oh, Kendrick. Kendrick by far. Yeah, Kendrick. Yeah, sorry.
Now, I know that when there were rap beefs going on back in the 90s when I loved hip-hop music, if at some point Tupac would have apologized, like if he would have done Hit Him Up and did everything he did and then like a week later he came out and he apologized, we probably in the 90s would have called Tupac a pussy. We would have been like, oh, man.
I don't know if you want to do that.
You're soft, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, we would have if he had apologized.
Well, but if he back in the day, like, we knew nobody was going to apologize because we understood the rules of hip-hop in a rap battle. The folks of today don't understand that. That's why they be on their feelings and probably why this is such a thing right now. Because folks are like tripping because J. Cole apologized. He did the grown man thing to do. He knew he got out of his line and he was like, I need to get my shit back right. And my bad, because that's still my homie. It's like if you and your homie fall out and it's your fault. You know what I'm saying? You got to apologize.
What was wrong with us? What was wrong with us in the 90s where we thought that you had to have this bravado?
Ego problem.
Ego dissing people. And if you, like, the pressure to not be soft, I remember, was big. And now this J. Cole apologizes and this particular generation is praising him, which I think is the right thing to do. You know, and kudos and to this generation for evolving and having a different attitude. If we could, we have the tape of J. Cole apologizing. I haven't heard it, but I guess this is at one of the concerts. He ends up doing a diss record. This is Kendrick, and then, 2 weeks later, he's at a concert and he's apologizing. If we could roll the tape.
Sing the track.
Right? So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people wanna hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that. But I gotta keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God. Text flooded, I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime, boom, 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 right? Niggas wanna see blood. And I was conflicted because one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world wanna see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world wanna see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I spiritually feel bad on me. Like,
so pretty much apologizes and goes, I mean, I thought that was
wrong.
Well thought out.
Well, he had to say what he had to say.
One thing I noticed is how quiet the crowd was. I mean, you get some people together at a concert and somebody starts telling a story, it could have went really bad. People could have started booing him and making a bunch of noise, but the respect they had for him, I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that audio when he was telling that story.
There were some idiots you hear.
Not many. Seemed like it's pretty quiet. Tomcat, what do you feel? Do you think that rap needs to get back to the way it was where it literally ends in blood? It's the way it ended in the 90s. And now maybe it's evolving. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, well, it definitely doesn't need to go back to that because we lost some of the greats with those rap battles in the 90s, which were really bad. So that, I think I have a lot of respect for J. Cole for standing up like that because I understand what he's saying. You know, you get in a fight with somebody and then you say some bunch of shit and you're like, man, I really don't really feel
I've seen
that.
You do that to Ramo on the basketball court where you get really pissed off.
I've heard you guys out there. You've seen me do it on the air. Yeah. All the time. He's a making playback tapes of me doing
it. He can't help it.
So I have a lot of respect for J. Cole, and I say it is what is needed in this time because people are, you know, it's very aggressive. People don't have a lot of respect for human life these days.
And each other
seems like so. It's what is needed right now. That's for damn sure.
And it pisses me off that people I heard just want like shit to go fucking crazy and shit. Like, no, it won't get that. It'll be a true rap battle. The only thing is, it'll be if. The rap fan in me wanted the two of them to go at it for a little bit because we would have got some of the best music in a long time. Because if you don't understand who Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are, they put out incredible music.
100%.
And they got, and they're not going to not be dropped down from what they do. The rap battle is going, they're going to take it back to when we were coming up. Yeah, it was crazy back in the 90s, no doubt. There won't be another time like that. But what we got back then was the best music that ever could come out.
It was very angry music.
It wasn't all angry music. Let's not do that with hip hop. Let's not do that because De La Soul and A Tribe Called Quest and the Jungle Brothers and all them cats are also Mos Def. They are Kanye West.
Gangster rap? It was an angry genre.
No, Gentry, you're not going to do that today, sir, because it was all different kind of rap in the 90s. Like I said, when did Tribe Called Quest first album? I said
specifically gangster rap was an angry
message. Well, they were angry at certain reasons. You just have to, what they were talking about outside the crazy killing motherfucker shit. But,
that was a lot of it.
You got to listen to the lyrics, and you got to listen to them, not like the crazy shit. That's what people get it twisted, but from the message they're saying, but they're actually telling a story.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and it's like people take that shit to heart, and it's like you knuckleheads, knock it off.
There was nothing quite like the moment when No Vaseline came out.
Oh, that was a great, that song that's is a
great,
classic.
Great diss
that
record.
Is a classic.
I've never heard Ice Cube apologize for No Vaseline.
Right.
And nor should he, because you know what NWA said to him? They made a whole song about him too.
I do have to see what Gentry's saying. It's almost like when they were going at each other in the 90s, they were really like they were really ready.
It was angst.
You knew
to
who
kill each mad. Other about yeah. it. And when they doing it now, when they're rapping against each other, it's like they're not, you know, I don't think they really want to kill each other. But I think in the 90s, if you watch the videos and stuff, they definitely wanted to kill each other, I think, because like if you look at like even when Uncle Luke were down here in Florida,
mm-hmm.
when I saw some Uncle Luke videos like where he was rapping about Dre back at Dre, and I was like,
That was only one.
They definitely meant some ill will.
That was only one song that. And I, because we got that song, Cowards in Compton is the name of the song.
Get Slayed and Dead.
And I remember because I'm like, oh, that's dope. Luke actually made a rap song to respond to them because when hip hop was really hip hop, if somebody dissed you, you had to make a diss song back. And even if you went back and forth, everybody knew it wasn't going to fall into the streets. Except for Biggie and Pac, right?
The two biggest ones.
I mean, but for the most part, I mean, man, some of the best hip hop battles were in the 90s.
Did not result.
And we got the best music. That's why I was like, the rap fan of me, I would have liked to see Cole and Kendrick go at it. But now that I know they cool still, make that damn joint project that we supposed to got a long time ago, you fuckers. That's what we want. We want Kendrick, we want J. Cole to do a whole album. Do it like Nas did with the 5 years albums in 5 years of some collective dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's make the music game good. You know?
Well,
let's do
Drake's
it.
Drake's career, I think Drake could actually credit a lot of his career to me, if you ask me, when he dogged Meek Mill and he did that back-to-back record.
Yeah, think about that.
That kind of catapulted him to the next level, which then catapulted him to the next level, which is selling more records than any artist in any genre.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, that was Meek Mill's fault because Meek Mill is a battle rapper. Meek Mill should have destroyed Drake the moment he heard the first one he put out. He should have put something out right then and ended that. He had to take the L, but I don't think that made me look at him different. Like, oh, so he actually made a diss song. So if somebody try him, he got something for him. Okay, that's great. But then came along Pusha T. Pusha T made a whole song about Drake. I mean, like, talked about his mama, his
Which
daddy.
Which one was that?
The story of Adidon, which, by the way, was how everybody knew Drake had a son. Wow, Pusha T really made that man become a father. Wow, look at that. And Drake still ain't responded to Pusha T. That was a viral moment in time, people. That actually did happen. Drake still ain't responded to Pusha T. And then he would throw shots at Kendrick, and Kendrick would throw them right back at him. You know, and what the shit we got going on now, Drake is like the little cat who get two friends, the best of friends, fighting each other. And he the one that started the shit. That's what Drake doing, is try to start shit between Cole and Kendrick.
Let's move on to our next topic. We all remember from the 90s, speaking of the 90s, and this might have been the early 2000s, late 90s, But you remember Ricky Martin?
Yeah. Living La Vida Loca.
Living La Vida Smoker.
Well, he's living La Vida Boner lately here. It seems like he was on stage with Madonna. And this from one of our producers really wanted to show this footage. I was like, I don't know if we want to show this.
Roll this beautiful bean footage.
We have footage of Ricky Martin. This is him at a Madonna concert.
When was this?
This was recently, like just a couple of days ago.
No fucking way. She was it, man. How had I known, I would have went and seen Madonna.
I'm not hearing any audio from you guys, but I don't know if there's audio on. Okay, there we go. There's some audio.
You're expecting like a boing.
So I hear, according to this footage, Ricky Martin gets a raging hard boner while he's on stage, and this video has gone viral.
He is Puerto Rican.
So it looks like Do you see that?
Boing.
You see him bouncing up and down there. And he's got it out like ready to go.
Could be the pants.
He's flashing his dick.
It could be the pants.
Uh-oh. He's got
girls dancing on him where
I
thought Ricky was into dudes.
He is. Yeah. That's okay. He still gets boners.
They were touching his penis.
So he still get hard for girls.
Hell yeah.
Okay, then. So he's not all the way gay.
He kind of looks like he has a boner there.
He looks like
he looked at it.
He's not. Oh, yeah. It looks like he's not wearing.
He's showing everybody. He's like, hey,
look at my dick.
Look at my penis, man.
Mi pinga.
He's been doing that since he was with Menudo.
Yeah. Never grew out of it. I see.
Yeah.
That was a video that went viral on the internet, talking about Ricky Martin and his ginormous. He's Puerto Rican.
Yes.
A big burrito.
Thank you.
He had it out. We have gotten a lot of complaints. Speaking of talking about too much boner and too much women's basketball, there has been complaints to the show that we are generally driven towards men. That's who are advertisers. When they advertise on our show, they advertise to men, most of them. And for some reason, a lot of the men are saying for an all-male podcast, we're pretty soft.
Oh, man.
You guys.
I don't know who they're talking about specifically. I think they're including you, Tomcat.
No, I don't think so.
That you're soft.
No, I don't think so.
You soft, whatever. That's cool. You can say that. Keep that
I'm
energy.
I'm soft
that's
when right. I need to be.
I'll take your
and
chick,
hard
though.
When I need to be.
So I'm thinking.
I'll take your chick.
I'm thinking that we need to, get things a little tougher.
Let's do this. Let's get tough.
We're new men.
We're tough.
So
we're cool.
Our producers brought this in for the rundown. They said maybe it's time for us to go to the Alpha Male Boot Camp.
As long as you pay for it.
Your family deserves the best version of you as a leader, a husband, and a father. Yes, you could attend Alpha Male Boot Camp. It's kind of pricey, but it's 75 hours in total, and that includes time in the field, time seated and learning.
Time how to crying.
Become a real man. How to eat like a real man.
Oh my God! Look at this bullshit.
How to sleep?
Rainbow would be so fucking.
Oh
fucked.
No! Oh no!
That's Rainbow. Look at that. Oh my God!
If your wife came to you, we're sending you Rainbow. We got this for you for your birthday.
Do we have any of the audio? There's some footage from this particular
book. The fan pulls up. They just throw him in.
This is
fucking deserve to be here fucking quick.
Like old school.
Piece of shit. I want to be a better man. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better, you fucking whiny piece of shit.
I can get that at home.
None of you deserve to be here.
I got that already.
You better move with a fucking goodness. Belly.
Look at him.
Feet.
What the fuck?
How does that make you a better man?
It's toughening them up.
Yeah,
right?
It'll toughen
then
you up.
Then join the fucking army, you punk.
No way.
What the fuck, you idiot?
That's a whole other level of commitment there.
No, this is a whole different
level. You can go home after this.
No, this is a whole different level of pussy. This is what the hell. It's all pussy ass. What the fuck am I looking at here?
Fuck you.
Somebody pay however much money for some this asshole to yell at them?
I'll square up.
Like, what the fuck? You deserve to get your dumb ass over there.
He said they're going to get
yelled at, talking, talking, all kind of shit. What the fuck ain't good with that?
These people are abusive.
What are they having them do right now?
They're going to pick up their pack. I just don't understand why they have to
These cats got bullied in school or something, man. What the fuck is going on?
Bullied now.
Who raised them? Where they daddy at? Where they uncles?
I've heard multiple stories, but I've heard it's $15,000, it's $18,000, it's $240 an hour.
I don't give a shit. I can just punch you in the face right now and make you fight me, you fucking pussy.
This sucks ass.
Yes.
What the fuck is that, man? Wait a minute now. You paying however much of your hard-earned money to go to a camp to have some puss-ass dude yell at you and call you all kind of shit.
Tell you what to do?
I mean, what the fuck?
How does that make you a better person?
That's what Ramo pays prostitutes for.
Like, thank you.
You don't have, like, siblings, cousins, friends, like, a big homie that'll snatch you up?
Sound.
What the fuck is going on with this? See, this is the shit I'm talking about, Doc. This old punk-ass motherfucker. This punk-ass
shit.
That's
crazy.
What it is? What the fuck is going on? I know I just said fuck a lot. What the fuck is this shit, man? What the fuck did y'all show me today?
You're on fire.
What the
today,
fuck
bro.
Is that?
It's called the Alpha Male Boot Camp.
Alpha Male my ass. So that means that's a new form of pimping a motherfucker. You understand
what
I'm
saying?
You're
very defensive, man.
No, because I don't like that about these punk ass men out here be doing this old dumb shit.
He's salty.
You see what I'm saying? No, fuck that salty my ass. No, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
That just means you're mad.
No, where the fuck your where your daddy at? Did your daddy raise you not to have a spine? You got a little jelly? What's going on, man? Do some fucking push-ups. You want to be tough? Go join the army or some bullshit.
No pain, no gain.
Like, what the fuck? That's some bullshit. This old soft-ass cats I heard. And then you wonder why they had this next generation of dudes is soft as shit.
Calm down.
Let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
Let's get Memphis.
Play one of those songs.
A little bit of grass. You want to hear one of our songs?
Yeah, it's a perfect time.
All right, let me see if I can play one of our songs.
Play something mellow.
OG! Is this our theme song?
Yeah, it is.
Wait, when do we get? Hold on.
This is artificial intelligence creating a theme song for us.
Sounds great.
This is how we unite right here.
Outcast unite.
Is this where we put our hands in together?
Feminine in my ass, motherfucker!
That's not helping us be any more manly.
No?
Oh, gosh.
Here was another one of our theme songs.
definitely not this one.
I don't like that. It's too, like, boy band. This looks like fucking NSYNC or some shit. Or one of the bands that didn't make it. They're like an O-Town.
To the Outcast Podcast.
Yeah, we know we suck ass. That's all right, though.
Okay, we can stop this one, too.
Kind of Pearl Jam.
More like,
Who
is that? What's
Blink 182?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That looks Blink 182.
Good time.
Rainbow G sucks.
I wouldn't go going back on the road. I like to go see those.
There's
guys.
One more here I'll play real quick.
Oh, yeah, bring that shit, G. Memphis
too. We the Mystics, always
breaking the mold.
This is all right,
man.
Well,
I can see like this AI shit is terrifying, bro.
Some shit. This is like a definitely like some Tom Misch.
My wife loves this cheesy the break. She said she thinks it's cool.
Hey, this beat is tough. This beat
good,
is
man. That one grows on me every time I hear it.
I was like, I like that. I like shit. I need a copy of that. I'm gonna put that in one of my sets.
Let's play that while we're leaving. Play it at the end.
Yeah.
After the sucky news. Oh, wait a minute. What's it called?
Hey, knock it off.
We'll get
that's
to
what
news
it's called.
Coming.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Our next story. We have one, maybe two stories, and then we'll get to TK's news. Then we got basketball this afternoon. Thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV, we stay hydrated thanks to Liquid IV.
I already drank mine.
Three times the hydration of the normal, you know, sports drinks, those crappy ones.
It's great. I love it.
These things have vitamins in them, and they've got different flavors. They've got sugar-free versions. Oh. If you go to the website, you can get a bundler where you could get different flavors, and they'll mail it right to your house. And when you check out, use our code OUTCAST and save 20% when you check out. That's thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV.
I'm glad you said that because I was thirsty as hell, too. I'm like, man, I need to drink some water.
Pina colada. Man. Delicious.
Yeah, they're all
like
good.
I like that white peach.
All the flavors are delish.
So they all are, though.
I'm sure we've all at some point had a boo-boo or a cut on our hand, and we had to put on a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And isn't it wild that when you say the word Band-Aid, you just are, it's an adjective for describing a device, which actually Band-Aid is a brand.
Brand.
It's a brand name. product. And so the brand name Band-Aid, along with some other Band-Aid manufacturers, have been found out that cancer-causing chemicals are inside of these Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. So there were 40 bandages that were examined from 18 different brands. And they discovered, I can't say the name of the substance because it's a very long word, and I'm not that educated. But it, for short, it's PFAS. That substance is in it. And it's also known as forever chemicals. That's the easy word to say. Mm. And it was found in 26 of the 40 bandages.
Good Lord.
Meaning that they are putting chemicals inside the Band-Aids that when you put it on your boo-boo, it leaks into your bloodstream and can cause cancer.
So now, we need to hold when you're walking around and you see blood everywhere, you know it's because of this story and people aren't wearing Band-Aids.
So what do you do? Like if when you go to like the doctor or something, you got to give blood or some shit and, you know, and they put a Band-Aid on it.
They put just bleeding everywhere.
They put a cotton swab over it. Usually in the hospital, they'll put a cotton swab and use tape. So they don't typically use Band-Aids, and if they do, there's usually a cotton swab.
Remember when they were saying the talcum powder or the baby powder
that
was causing
it as well.
Cancer?
It does. Johnson & Johnson got sued out of their ass.
Don't Johnson & Johnson own Band-Aid? Or they own
they do.
Yeah, see, it makes sense now.
And a lot of
nutsacks
been stinking heavily ever since, boy.
So you wonder how all those cuts we have.
I own stock in that shit. I'm selling. Anybody want to buy some stock?
Nah, I think I'm good. Huh. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I buy.
It's wild because these big corporations, I watched a thing, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before. I highly recommend you watch it. It's called Blackwater, and it's a story about a small town, I believe in West Virginia, that's close to a river, and DuPont, the big, major, huge company that makes paints and chemicals, and a company that's been around for over 100 years, and they make a lot of money.
Yep.
And in this movie, they reveal that DuPont has like a $50 million, somewhere around there, budget every year for just paying people off in this town because they were spilling all these chemicals into the water and cancer was just popping up all over the area. Even the animals that were being raised in this particular part of West Virginia, they were coming up with ailments. And they were finally able to prove that DuPont was spilling chemicals into the water system. And DuPont, for all these years, and I believe still do, budget money to just shut people up. Like if you come to them and say, well, we got proof that you've given my husband cancer and he's died. Okay, well, we're suing you for $20 million. Okay, well, here's two and just shut the hell up. And then they got another two for this guy and another five for this guy. And they actually have it on the budget. It's like shut up money. So these corporations get to the point where they have so much money. Procter & Gamble is another one. Pfizer is another one. They budget money knowing that their products are going to cause lawsuits. The lawsuits then come and they're prepared for them because we're making billions. What's a few hundred million to just shut people up?
Here's the worst part, Gentry and everybody else. We have, or supposedly, there are people in place that are supposed to regulate this shit. To make sure it doesn't happen.
They're called Oompa Loompas.
Where the fuck are they? They're nowhere.
Where are the Oompa Loompas?
Because they're getting paid from them motherfuckers as well. It's called our government.
Yeah.
This sucks ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Mocking bird.
What do you say, Tomcat?
I'd say that's terrible.
Okay, calm down, Tomcat.
Yeah, it is. It's fucked.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You know what I'm saying? Because we depend on it as consumers because we need those products, you know, on an everyday basis. And to think that they're allowing this shit to go on fucked.
They probably didn't know for a long ass time. And then I guess what they did a recent study that found out, I'm sure they didn't know the whole time, but they may have known, not that I'm saying that they did,
right?
And tried to, to cover it up maybe so that they, you know, and then it came out. I'm not saying that that's what,
happened. Saying that's what's happened,
but. You know, there's a lot of money in everything with pharmaceuticals and fucking Band-Aids.
Well, think about it. If they're putting away, what'd you say, $50 million a year for lawsuits?
How the fuck is a local
anything not recognizing that that's an issue in the community?
Shit, the Congress and the Senate have a slush fund too, man, where they have fuckers. Like a money, and all that money goes to silencing people allegedly who... you know, they get into the mischievous activities slush fund.
They just kill them.
Well, we're not going to silence our newsman today. We're
not
gonna,
today.
Never.
We're going to give him time to shine. This newscast being brought to you by BetterHelp. If you're looking to try therapy, it's quick and convenient
when
you use our friends at BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. Do it from the comfort of your own home on your computer and talk it out with the therapist. Just go to BetterHelp.com/outcast and save 10% on your first month's therapy. He needs a little therapy. Sometimes he gets angry on the ball court, but he's an all right guy. Our newsman, our not so good newsman.
We love him.
He's Tomcat. Tom?
All right. April 10th, 2024. Burped a little bit there. Singer producer Kenneth Babyface Edmonds turns 66.
What are you, Clark Griswold?
We said not so good newsman.
He's still got a baby face though.
He got a speech impediment.
Actor Steven Seagal is 72. He still will break your legs. Rapper Q-Tip of Tribe Called Quest is 54 years old.
Hey.
Back in 2019, astronomers released the first ever image of a black hole. Should have had a picture of Ramo. In 2001, the Netherlands passed a bill permitting euthanasia, the first such national law in the world, which means they could kill you upon your request. And it's crazy because this week, a 28-year-old Dutch woman is going to be euthanized over mental illness after a psychiatrist told her it will never get any better.
Then
I figured I should say this is a tip line to for people who are think about suicide. If you know someone who is having thoughts of suicide, please contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 or 1-800-273-TALK 8255.
Good plug. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
But didn't Dr. Kevorkian exist at one point? Ain't that what he did?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're doing it in, I think, Canada, too.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
April 10th is National Hug Your Dog Day. It's basically National Pet Day because it is National Pet Day, National Siblings Day, and National Peroni's Penis Day.
What?
That one was fake.
What's a Peroni's
Penis? That was fake. It's a disease or your penis gets bent. They have this commercial on TV.
I thought
the hell you be watching?
That was a pizza penis.
I thought women liked a curved penis.
It's possible. Depends on the direction, I guess.
That's what your hips are for, guys.
All right. My first news segment comes from a French Olympic diver. His name is Alexis Jandard. He slipped and fell into the water mid-dive during a performance for the inauguration ceremony of the Paris Olympic Aquatic Center.
What a Jandard.
He was not hurt. He said he was very embarrassed because French President Emmanuel Macron was in attendance.
What did he do?
We know who's not going to win the gold.
He bust his ass.
He looked like me on the high jump.
Next up, we got a story about country music star Morgan Wallen. He's the bad boy of country. He was arrested after throwing a chair from a rooftop of a Nashville bar. Police say Wallen, 30, allegedly threw the chair from country singer Eric Church's new bar called Chiefs, and it fell close within feet of two police officers, authorities said. There's a video right there of it falling. You got to check out his mugshot, too. I don't know if
we've felony charges, I heard. These Wallen are felony charges.
Arrested on reckless endangerment, charging three felonies. Yeah.
Good for him,
bad buddy. All right, we're finding out this week that the cicadas are coming back.
I heard.
What is that?
The periodical cicadas will emerge in 2024. Periodical cicadas aren't present every spring, but when they do emerge, they come in loud, buzzing hordes. This year, trillions of these beady-eyed bugs are expected to appear in several U.S. states in 2024. Two broads will emerge, Broad XIX, which is a 13-year cycle, and Broad XIII, which is on a 17-year cycle. These two broads haven't matched up since 1803. Yep. These broads are getting together like the lady with the two heads.
Ooh,
all right.
Nice.
Courtroom chaos. Cicada. Next story. The son of a murdered father bursts in and shoots his dad's killer. Marcus. Francesco Clevelando Moreno de Mora. God dang. Survived the shooting and has no trial date set. A man is attending the murder trial after his father's killer. He busts in the Brazil courtroom and attempted to shoot the suspect. Here he comes right here. You see him in the top left part of the screen.
Get him.
He did shoot him like six times, and he hit him over the head with the gun a couple times. You see, he was the guy that was just sitting there. Oh, yeah, he got him. All right, next up. Arizona Supreme Court rules a near-total abortion ban from 1864 is enforceable.
Good Lord.
The ruling is on hold for 14 days, and voters will likely have a chance to weigh in on a ballot measure to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitutional ban. Basically, it bans all abortion unless the mother life is in danger. And that would be in Arizona.
Oh, boy.
My last story is a very cool recap in case last week we had eclipse fever. If you didn't get to see the eclipse, this is the most impressive moments from last week's eclipse. If you didn't see it, check this out. This is actually Milan. I don't know. How do you say that, Ramo?
Mazatlan.
Mazatlan. Yeah. Mexico.
Oh, that's so dope.
So you don't want them in your country, but you're okay with stealing the eclipse, huh?
What I was going to say is even the eclipse is crossing over the border.
Yeah, right. Somebody get that motherfucker. Put a wallet.
Moon is trying to cross the border. Get him.
I wish I could have seen that, man. I would have loved to have seen that.
Look at him. He's jumping.
That's the way you can see it.
I'll be happy if I never hear the word totality ever again.
Well, we're actually supposed to see one in our area in 2045. It's going right over Fort Myers.
Oh, dark guy right
Port
there.
Port Charlotte, Cape Coral.
Well, I've seen you cover the toilet bowl with totality.
Totality.
Yeah.
That's so why it's clogged right now.
Today, the most searched thing was eye damage from looking at the eclipse. And the place where it was searched from most in all of the United States was here in Fort Myers and Naples. Isn't that crazy?
We were searching about our eyes getting hurt?
Idiots.
Oh, yeah. People
That's
looking up at the sun.
The sun is so bright here. That's right. Definitely hurt.
Because we're idiots.
We got a lot of those cicadas here. If you don't know, Tomcat was mentioning the cicadas in his news. I have a sound effect of the cicada. Yeah.
They're locust people.
You've heard that sound before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
It's like being out in the country.
Yeah.
And doing a little bit of both of those in the country.
Jeez, nuts.
Well,
gotta have them ribs and pussy too.
No soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah, I like that.
That's like self torture, dog. But I don't eat McDonald's anymore, so I'm not missing out. I make my own burgers at home and stuff.
Fur burgers.
Yeah, those are great, aren't they? Yeah.
Do your research.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Already?
All right, that was fun.
Of the Outcast podcast.
Shut up, man. Let's go.
I'm trying to find the closing music. I'm having a little trouble finding it. So play one of our songs.
Yeah, the hip hop song.
I've already moved on from our song. I'll find the song. This is how we ended. Right here.
Odyssey 2001.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Outcast podcast. If you could please go on Spotify and follow us. Go on your Apple when you're on there and leave a comment. Even if you think we suck, we'd welcome it.
We appreciate it. Yeah.
The more comments, the more reviews.
My wife would agree.
The more you tell us, the more it's good for us. So we appreciate that. Thanks to our guys in the truck, Jordan and Jacob, that keep the videos and the sounds coming.
J&J.
Yeah, they do. They've been doing an upstanding job.
Couldn't do the show without those guys.
Calm down.
Also, thanks to the white guy, Tomcat, the brown guy, Ramo, thank you.
And of course, Bueno. So very brown.
Bueno.
Saving the black for last, the best for last, that would be Memphis. He's the best for last.
Like, what the fuck,
dog? We need human resources.
Don't fall off that wire now.
No, I'm saying that we're saving the best for last.
I mean, it's true. I'm glad you acknowledge that. Openly, you know what I mean? I do what I can. I know. I just kind of put
black
things
don't
in
crack.
The
black. Don't, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, right?
What are you running for president?
You get some of that, you boy, I change your life.
Once you go black, you never go back, right?
That's not true.
That's so true. Yeah, Rainbow, you ain't had
I've had
black.
Many.
No, you ain't.
We'll see you next week, God's
had
willing.
Them all.
Thanks for listening.
Had them all, baby. I don't know what I'm talking about.